Good morning.
So, Greg, why is the Ramsay Centre so controversial in the first place?
Oh, I think there's a number of reasons why it's so controversial. I think the primary one is that it's trying to introduce something which is very new in the Australian context, although similar things operate in North America. So they want to introduce a course in which students will basically read a number of Western civilization texts, ranging from the ancient world to the modern world. So it's something which isn't really done in this country. At least that sort of course isn't taught in this country.
And what exactly is the controversy surrounding that, though?
Well, I think the controversy is, you know, that they got this new idea. They've got a course. The issue is, how do they get it implemented? And basically, there would be two options. One would be to set up their own little educational institution. The other is to get one Australian or a number of Australian universities to teach it. And there's been a degree of resistance initially at the ANU and also at the University of Sydney.
Right. So what exactly would a degree in Western civilization actually involve?
What it involves is what I said, reading text, perhaps some art history, some music history. The text, of course, would be literature, philosophy, perhaps some history, although it isn't a history course. Basically what people have considered to be productions of the last, say, 2,500 years or even a bit longer of works which are considered to be top rate.
Vice Chancellor Schmidt has expressed concerns about the Ramsay Centre's desire to police the way that the Western Civilization degree is taught. Do you think this is a legitimate concern?
I think there's a wider issue here. What Ramsay really wanted to do is set up what's the equivalent of a liberal arts college, and that's, again, there's a small number of liberal arts colleges in Australia. In New South Wales, there's Campion, Heritage, I think it's called, in Queensland. The new one that's just been set up in Perth called Sheridan. So they're an unknown quantity. And as I said, it's different. It doesn't fit the parameters of the university. If it's going to be implemented in some ways, what the universities have to do is to find a way that they can fit it into their existing structures. And I think that's where the problem has arisen, that universities in Australia are fairly tradition-bound. They're fairly, you know, they get a new proposition coming to them. And, you know, let's face it, Australia is a terribly sort of bureaucratic organisation. So they've got to look at ways which they can fit it into their bureaucratic structures. If it was America, I think they'd have no problem. Americans are much more agile and innovative than we are in these sorts of things. We're much more clunky.
Schmidt has stated he's still happy to negotiate with the Ramsay Centre. What do you think that would mean for the organisation's future?
I think what Schmidt is saying, we're happy to take their money. That's what he's saying. We're happy to take their money, and we want to take the money on our terms. I think that's what he's saying.
Right. That's all the time we've got for this morning. Thank you so much for joining us, Greg.
Oh, thank you very much.